Deadly attacks mar the run-up to Iraq's elections. A ministry sets its relief plan in motion for Chile, and a cafe ministry takes a relational approach to the gospel in Australia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Sunday's elections in Iraq have been heralded by unprecedented bloodshed. Which party win will protect Christians? Is that a moot point? Perhaps. Greg Musselman is with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
They can talk about protecting minorities, including Christians, but the reality is you've got these militant groups in these areas where they're not listening to what the government is saying, and they have a desire to make it an Islamic country.
Will the violence leading up to the elections cost even more for the followers of Christ?
You get these continuing attacks, the Shia and the Sunnis against each other and the Islamic militant groups, and then the Christians get caught in between that, and in some cases they're targeted. Do you stay and face that kind of danger, or do you try to build a better life somewhere else?
Despite the risk, Musselman says there remains an undaunted remnant church.
They are trying to operate in wisdom, but to share the gospel is something that is so compelling to them that if you believe that this is about heaven and hell and about eternity, you're willing to give your life for it.
Next, after an earthquake struck off the coast of Chile, Bright Hope International sprang into action. Bright Hope's Mark Lennox arrived in Chile yesterday. Lennox and Christian leaders established a two-step relief plan. First, they'll focus on needed items such as food, shelter, and medicine. Then, Lennox and a Chilean volunteer team will assess the damage for how best to proceed. Ultimately, they want to offer Christ's hope to hurting victims. Bright Hope appreciates your prayer and support. You're listening to Mission Network News. Reaching the lost in Ethiopia is the task at hand for WorldServe Ministries. Ethiopia's been plagued with food shortages, famine, and rocked by global economic crisis. However, WorldServe is committed to training Christians at their new Rwanda Training Center in southeast Ethiopia, says Ken Leggett.
That training center will be equipping pastors and evangelists to reach the unreached and hard-to-reach people groups within the country.
The training center opened late last month with 20 students. Leggett says the region is predominantly Muslim and describes the task at hand.
It's been fairly antagonistic when they go into some of these, and I'll call them, restricted access communities. But oftentimes we've seen where there's been tremendous success is where the Spirit of God is literally paving the way.
Leggett says, in some cases, visions of Christ have prepared villagers to receive their Christian guests. Your financial support can help this program grow. Meanwhile, are you looking for something to do this summer? Consider being part of the work of Christ taking place at Wycliffe Bible Translators as a summer intern. They have three opportunities: serve at their headquarters in Orlando, or join their discovery trips to Africa or Papua New Guinea. There you'd help with Bible translations and hands-on work specific to each community. Or if you're interested in flight, join JARS as an aviation intern. Visit our website today for application deadlines. And when you think of missions, Australia's probably not the first region to cross your mind, but Grace Ministries International has been working in Australia for over 30 years with a unique variety of outreaches. Sam Vinton explains one initiative near Sydney.
One of the exciting things is we had a missionary went out there to do youth work and came to the conclusion that one of the things that he needed to do was to reach the people who would never go to church. They either grown up in a church and felt that they were not welcome, or whatever reason that they left the church and had bitter feelings about the church. And so he began a cafe.
The cafe focuses on one-on-one relationships that give people time and space to respond to the gospel. The upstairs of the cafe even holds Sunday morning services.
We just feel that's just another way that we're reaching people with the compassion of the Lord and love of God, which we believe is very fundamental to reaching those people for the gospel.
Learn more about Grace Ministries at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you can see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, you can call our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.